This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton. The real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Uh-oh.
We haven't had a good Titanic song segment in a while.
It's gotten to the point where that Titanic music playing, it ain't good.
No, it never is on this show. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. Our Twitter question is sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation, PIDentalCenter.com. Yeah, we'll get to the team that is associated with this song in just a minute here. A couple polls up today over at the Midday Show account on Twitter. Are you buying Bullpen Taiwan? 75% yes after one night. I like that. Are the Phillies winning you back over? 65% yes. 35% are either, they're saying no because they're really hard to win back over. Or they're like Hugh, who said they never got off.
Never left.
But that's, I mean,
never left.
Yeah, we know what happened with the pledge, though. Come on. Be honest. Just be honest.
I'm so sincere.
Yep. And are you happy to see the Knicks winning this series? 59% yes, as Kyle fumes back there. Again, if I have to choose, I'll take that team over the Celtics to win the series. I like the way they play, and I wish the Sixers played like them.
Can I give you like an analogy for how I feel?
Sure.
How you feel, man?
Say there's two guys. I'll call them Jim and Bob. I hate both of them. Mm-hmm. They hate me.
Yep.
I fight Jim. Jim kicks my ass. And then Bob goes to fight Jim. I'd rather Jim just beat Bob instead of having Bob beat Jim the way I couldn't. And then it's like I'm weaker than both Bob and Jim.
But you are anyway. You just don't want to admit it.
Maybe, but at least still there will be some shred of hope that maybe I'm tougher than Bob.
I get it. I understand the analogy. And I understand how you feel. I just like watching the way they play, and I wish Sixers played like them. That's all. And they could have had all these players. That makes it so bad. Like, it wasn't like these guys were the number one picks in the draft or the Sixers ever had a chance to get them. They've all been available multiple times over the last 7 or 8 years, and the Sixers have chosen crap over them. They doubled down on Harden. They brought in Paul George. You watch real NBA playoff basketball and you think about Paul George. Like, they're not the same thing. Ben Simmons, not the same thing. It's garbage. J.J. Redick, they've had so much garbage here. All right, let's go back to the phones. And then we got to let you hear what Daryl Morey had to say on the Rights to Ricky Sanchez podcast. Joe and Sharon Hill. Hey, Joe.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, what's Joe. Up, Joe? What's up?
All right, so I'm losing my mind right now.
Mm-hmm.
So with Embiid, I can't even speak right now.
It's all right. But take a deep breath. We're good.
You can tell.
I know. I'm trying to choke myself up right now. So you bring in Jimmy Butler, and then he fires butt like nowhere.
Okay.
So go ahead. I'm trying to understand what you mean.
He fired him. Jimmy Butler got fired.
They fired him. They traded him away.
They let him go to the Heat. Yeah. Right. They traded him.
They chose him over. Who was it?
They chose Tobias Harris over Jimmy Butler.
Tobias Harris? We traded him for Tobias Harris?
Congratulations, Tobias Harris.
That didn't work out.
Worked for Tobias.
I'm going to get sick with the Sixers right now. But they should be better than this. This is crazy.
Well, they should have been, but they wasted everything.
Why?
Why? Because they're mismanaged.
Who's the owner?
Josh Harris.
I don't know who the owner is.
No, he was. I think he was rhetorical. It was rhetorical.
Yeah. Well, what is wrong with him?
The owners hired people that aren't good.
A good player. I mean, it's simple as that. Like, if you look at the Eagles,
it is.
You find a center, and you find a tight end, mm-hmm. and then you find a linebacker, and then you find everything that's good about your team. It's crazy.
That makes tons of sense.
Huh? I agree with that. Yeah.
Well, hold on, Joe. You told me on the phone that it's not that bad.
Don't tell me it's not that bad.
You told
Kyle, hold on a second.
You don't think it's that bad with the Sixers? Listen to Joe.
Yes. This is crazy.
I feel like I got bait and switched.
The Flyers, they stink. I got bait and switched.
They both do stink.
My mind right now.
Yeah, I lose my mind every time we talk about the Sixers. Joe, good phone call. Really good stuff. We appreciate it.
Was it though?
It's great. So Joe called in to say it's not that bad with the Sixers?
He's like, everything's going to be okay.
It's not.
Relax.
Wait a minute.
And then he totally changes dude on the
phone. See, listen.
It's not going to be okay.
See, there are certain telltale signs that lead me to ask certain questions now.
Well, Joe sounded like he had his wits about him, so.
He did?
Oh, not on the phone call with Kyle.
What do you mean when he was on with
Kyle?
No, just
in general, the whole time, man.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll just leave it there. I mean, it's just... I don't want to put nothing disparaging comments. Nothing.
Maybe
you said he had his wits about it. We're gonna leave it like that.
Maybe you heard him. Maybe you didn't have the bandwidth for Joe.
Maybe.
Okay.
I'm just saying, man. It's 1 o'clock.
Speaking of someone who is supposed to have a lot of bandwidth, and I think thinks he has more bandwidth than the rest of us, Daryl Morey. He was on the Rights to Ricky Sanchez podcast. He was asked about Joel Embiid and a pretty, I'd say, good and straightforward question. Will we see Joel Embiid play meaningful basketball again? Here's what Daryl Morey said.
Nobody knows what this future will be. We're optimistic, but nobody knows. I would say I'll give some examples. Last year, Kawhi pulls out of USAB for, it sounded like injury reasons. Nobody really knew. If you had asked then, people to say, was he going to play 45-plus minutes in a pretty intense playoff series, along with a lot of minutes down the stretch, I would think most people have said probably not. I'll take another example. These are positive examples. I can come up with negative ones, but I like to think the positive.
Mm-hmm.
If you take Brook Lopez, I think in his 32, 33-year-old season, I'll get these details mostly right. Very injury prone through his career, plays 30 games. If you had asked everyone, including me, including AI at that time, to say how many games is Brook Lopez going to play the next three seasons, they would not have guessed 78, 79, and 80 in the next three seasons. So look, we have a wide range of outcomes. We're optimistic, but part of sports is to not know. And we are maybe the most unknown team in the NBA, or for sure in the NBA next year, if not somewhere close in NBA history.
All right, a couple things to take away from that.
That's thoroughly irritating.
So he was asked a very straightforward question. Not an easy question answer, because if you don't have good news, you don't want to share it. But Hugh, if you're asked, basically the way I heard the framing of the question was, is Joel going to be all right? Right? Mm-hmm. Is he going to be able to get back and play again in a meaningful way? If you feel good about where he is health-wise and the progress...
Then you say that.
You say, you know what? We're very optimistic. We think so. I mean, you could couch it by saying you never know, right? We're crossing our fingers. But the fact that you ramble on for 2.5 minutes, whatever the heck that was, about other players that came back from injury tells me you're just BSing.
You know what? From my perspective, the problem is, I mean, I know, Daryl Morey's in a tough spot when you ask him that question. But... you have not, since I've been here, you've really not done a great job of being clear to your fan base.
Or honest.
Well, I guess in his world, he's being as honest as you possibly can be.
Okay.
So I didn't want to go there. But here's the problem. You talk to us. It's almost like when you talk to your financial advisor and you say, hey, how's my money doing? He said, well, there's a lot going on. And ask you about all that. I didn't ask you about all that.
Give it to me straight.
Yeah. My money's doing.
Yeah, right.
And it's irritating because you, in all of what you just said, you then capped it off by talking about, I guess, your success and what you've done or what it's done with other folks or whatever. That's not what was asked. You are insulting my intelligence in a way that irritates me thoroughly. And that's not where you are right now.
Mm-mm.
You are a part of an organization, and that's why we were talking about in the break, and how when you look at what the Knicks are doing, that's structure. That's all that is.
Culture.
Culture, structure, whatever you want to call it. We don't have that here. We do not have that here. That's why when I hear people, and I understand why people get mad, because we, on some way, shape, or form, on all these teams in the playoffs, we've touched at least one or two of these guys that are playing well. But at the end of the day, you have to ask yourself, Joe, do we have the structure to cultivate these relationships and these athletes so that they will play the way that they're playing somewhere else? I don't think so. I don't think so. You talk about, I still go back to, you don't know how healthy Joel Embiid is, but at some point before the season started, you thought he was healthy enough to give him $90 million more dollars.
$190 million.
Okay, my fault. I tried to downplay a little bit. $190 million more dollars. And now you're sitting here telling us in long form talking that you don't know when he's going to be ready or you don't know what's going to happen. And then you try to compare him to, who was it, Lopez, that plays that, like, that's not what people want to hear. They want you to shoot him straight, man, and it's obvious that you can't do that.
You also said in the beginning there, it's insulting to the intelligence of all of us as fans. He also, he loves to throw things in like that they're better than everyone thinks.
It's that's what I was talking about, your success.
At the end he said, well, we're one of the biggest unknowns. Yeah. Oh, great.
But we know what it is.
Yeah. Like, what does that mean, an unknown? Like, is you sitting on a full house? Are you telling me they're going to be a great team next year? Why are you doing that? Yeah, here's what's known, Daryl. You signed a $200 million, 35-year-old brittle player. You signed an extension to Joel Embiid. I mean, these are knowns. I don't need to. You're not sitting on this side I don't know about. We all see the same thing everyone else sees.
This is what I know, Joe. And this is how I look at it. Because I only can go by what you tell me. And I listen to what's being said by individuals. Paul George told us during the season that while he's playing basketball, that he's about to stop podcasting to get ready for the season. Now, I have the luxury of playing, professional sports at a high level one time in my life. You don't sit and say during the course of the season. Everybody knows you don't get ready during the season. You get ready before the season starts.
You can't lock in halfway through.
And so for you to sit there and say, I'm going to get ready now during the course, that let you know everything that we need to know.
Yeah.
That you weren't ready before the season started. Come on, man. I mean, that's just – and I'm not trying to talk bad about him, but that's – you said it. You the one that put it out there.
Mm-mm.
And then on top of that, here's the other one that got me. And like I said, I'm only going by what was told to me. It's not like I'm trying to hate on anybody. This is the words that came out of the players' mouths. We have a come to Jesus meeting, and people are talking about Joel Embiid's work ethic. And Joel Embiid, instead of locking on to what his teammates are saying about him, he's trying to find the anonymous quote that talked to everybody else. That should tell you everything that you need to know.
That's what you were talking about.
Now, well, I would have told him not to do it. While we're here, if y'all listen, Sixers, if y'all need a PR guy, I'm here for you.
I don't think this is the answer.
Now, you talk about paying her for a job. This is where it gets a little creepy and cringy, but if you want the job, you got to go above and beyond.
You've been doing this for 6 months.
That's what I'm saying. So that's why this is my moment to go above and beyond. So listen, if y'all need a PR guy, I'm not trying to take anybody's job, but you need some help. I'm here to help you. From 10 to 2, I'm a little busy. But after 2 o'clock.
Wait, hold on a second. Just before we go back to the phones, quickly on this. What if a big thing happens with the Sixers between 10 and 2? Are you going to be PR Douglas or talk show host?
Have you ever seen the 5 Heartbeats?
No.
When Red said, "My office hours." So I'm going to get back to that. My office hours are from 10 to 2 every day. So if anything happened in between that, y'all got to deal with that until I get off this
job.
Well,
then you can't be the PR
person.
Well,
yes, I can.
Sixers,
I can help him out.
Sixers crisis break at every hour of the day.
My office hours are from 10 to 2.
Where's our PR guy? He's blasting us on the radio.
He's talking bad about us on the air. And then coming in, just look everybody straight face. Would I say something mean and hurtful? And be like, what?
Yeah.
It's my job.
You would fit in. The Sixers hiring you as a PR person would fit in with the whole thing they have going on down there.
It's a disaster.
Yes, that's exactly what they are. They are a disaster. And watching the Knicks and the Celtics and everybody else in the league run past them. All right, 215-592-9494. Hugh, quickly, before we get back to the phone lines,
we're giving
here,
another clue.
What, do you want to give the prize away or not? Because I do. What's your fourth clue?
My fourth clue?
Mm-hmm.
This person has two first names.
All right. Now we've kind of honed in here on a very specific person here. Two first names, your fourth clue. Jay in Philly's up. Hey, Jay.
What's going on, fellas?
Hey,
what's up,
Jay. What's up?
Hey, man. Good to have you back, Joe.
Thank you, Jay. What's up?
Yes, sir. So this Knicks-Celtics series, I'm so hurt that everybody feels like they have to pick a side. Like, this is like going to the prom with your cousin.
you know, like, hey, it's cool. There's no enjoyment at the end zone.
Ain't nothing wrong with that in Alabama.
We're not in Alabama.
I'm just saying. Ain't nothing wrong with that in Alabama.
Thankfully, we not in there. So, look, two great games. I'm just rooting for good basketball. But there is no way that I could root for any New York team. Are we crazy? Do we remember how disrespectful those fans were just a couple seasons ago?
Oh, yeah, with the whole Embiid thing. I know. Yep.
So now we're going to turn around and root for their team? Heck no, man. Look, the difference between the hate is what, 49.5% to 50.5%? Mm-hmm. Like one is slightly above, and that's the Celtics. But the Knicks are right there, man, because the New York fans are just the worst. So I can't root for any of them. Kyle Schwarber, you got to sign him. You got to sign him, man. If they let him go, where are you going to find a guy that you can bat lead off and clean up and give you whatever you need whenever you need it and don't complain?
Nowhere. You know? No, so he's like, you're right. His fit here, because he can do either and doesn't complain and hits either spot, it's very rare to find that kind of player.
And guess what? We always talk about the players. I could care less about an owner who doesn't get his money worth for a year on a player's contract. They're going to make money regardless. Even if you're in last place with revenue sharing, you're going to make money. So I could care less, man, if they give him a year that he don't work out with. Because guess what? The next at least 3 years, there's no way he goes down that draft. He's going to be dropping bombs for at least the next 3 years. And so whatever he wants, man, I'm giving it to him. I hope he doesn't feel disrespected. And the Phillies aren't the Eagles. So they can't just sit back. You know, I don't know if guys are just like, ooh, I can't wait to go to the Phillies, like guys are with the Eagles. So, like, you got to be more proactive, and you can't be poking your chest out like we the Eagles, or you're going
to
lose it.
Well, you're right. We're not the Dodgers, where they seem to get all the players every year, right? It's a little bit different here, so we got to keep the good ones. All right, Jay, what do you got for us? Hughes clues. What's your guess?
The funny thing is, before that last clue, he threw me off with the two first names. Man, I was going to say Chris Rock, so I'm going to go with Chris Rock.
Chris Rock. Jay, appreciate not
You don't think Chris Rock is funny?
Well, it's not who he thinks is funny. He thought maybe you think Chris Rock is funny.
Chris Rock is hilarious.
I am with you on that. Chris Rock's great. I watched, he did a special on Netflix maybe a year ago.
Yeah. Was that the one we was talking about dating younger women?
I think it was, yeah.
And he was talking about how you could date a young woman and she'll buy a pair of shoes and she's happy and she could model the shoes for you. He said, you date an older woman, she wants her roof fixed. That was funny.
I think it was the first one he did since the Will Smith thing.
Yeah, I think it was.
I thought it was good.
He said an older woman wants her roof fixed.
It was good. He's the best. One thing, so Jay brought up, because we were discussing the Schwarber thing earlier, like how many years, and then like you worry about down the line. So he's right. Like, it's the owner's got to worry about how much money. It's not us. It's not our money, right?
Yeah.
But every team has a budget. So, like, we could say who cares if they're paying Schwarber when he's 40, but if they're paying Harper and Turner and Schwarber and Nola 7 years from now, then, like, whatever their budget is, that's going to eat up a lot of that year's budget, and we might not have as good of a team.
Yeah, but see, the problem with that is this. We have an owner who was yelling, like, Jermaine Dupri, money ain't a thing.
But now it kind of is.
Yeah, but it's too late because that's all we heard.
But if... Maybe it shouldn't be, but they have a budget, right? Every team does.
They do, but like I said, this is the question. How comfortable are you paying Schwarber for nothing? Because that's what we're talking about.
So my answer to that is I'm fine with it as long as they're still spending on to replace him. You know what I mean?
Like, well, see, that's what the young guys are for. That's why we have the young guys that are coming up that, you know, we don't want to get rid of.
Yeah.
Because so that when the older guys, the old regime is starting to get pushed out, you got the young talent coming in to take up some of that slack, if you will.
Jamal in Philly is up. Hey, Jamal.
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
What's up, Jamal?
Steve Harvey.
You don't think Steve Harvey's funny?
No, he thinks you don't think he's funny.
I think he makes you laugh because he get loud. Like when he try to make you laugh, he get loud. First, I was thinking Robin Williams. I even thought Chris Rock, but. I don't know. I don't think
how many
so.
More names you want to throw
it's
in?
It's not Steve Harvey. It's not. It's not, but it's a funny guess.
That was a good guess.
Not
really.
You like Steve Harvey?
Yeah. I don't like him now.
Why?
Because how are you giving our relationship advice and you've been divorced twice?
I do need to ask, though, like, do you understand your own first clue? Because all these people, you're like, you don't think they're funny? It's about you.
No, I know, but it's like, he's funny, though. Like, do I not give off, like, do I look like I don't think they're funny? Like this person, I really don't think
look like. I don't think.
Yeah, that didn't make.
How
no
can
sense.
One look like they don't think somebody's funny?
It didn't make no sense. But when I said it at the time, it made sense to me.
Fine, go off.
I can't believe you're out on Steve Harvey now.
No, I'm just saying because it's like Steve's telling you how to relationship advice. Steven, I think you've been married twice.
But he could tell you what not to do.
I guess.
How to be divorced with Steve Harvey. All right, Jamal, what do you got on the Phils?
For the Phils, I definitely think they're going to go over. I feel like they're going to have a good regular season, but it's about what they're going to do in October. And I feel like if they stay, you know, with their approach to the plate, they should be all right. But with baseball, it's like anybody can win it.
Well, you just got to get in, right? You got to get in. You got to get hot. That it is. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, that's how I feel. I had a question that I wanted to ask. I want to direct it to you. Like, I respect all of y'all, you know, perspectives and things, but I know, you know, he was closer to football.
Yeah, yeah.
Why is there no talk about concern with the new coordinator? And the reason I say that is, like, when you put in that situation and you dealing with certain situations, like, it's easy to, like, how can I say, not necessarily freeze up, but not know what to do. Like, Kellen Moore, he's been around the ballpark a couple of times. You see what happened when we put some new coordinators in. Like, we struggle and stuff like that. And Hugh is big on the coaching that we got, to develop the players and all that, but he never speaks any concern about this new coordinator. I just wanted to get his
perspective. Wait, Petullo taking over for Kellen Moore.
Oh, when you said coordinator, you know what? I don't know why I was thinking defensive coordinator.
Yeah, well, Vic's back. Yeah. Good call, Jamal.
I think there's no concern because he was already in the organization. And they had been grooming him. If you remember, there were conversations about how well he was with how integral he was as far as putting the game plan
Sirianni
in. And all that other
brought
stuff.
His name up a lot.
Yeah,
over the years.
So
he's
they were massaging the situation in order for the fan base not to be, you know, overly upset about it. So yeah, he's been a part of this thing for a while. So that's why nobody's talking about it.
So I know he asked you, and that's fair. He's been here. I'm concerned about it. I mean, I thought Moore did a good job, and now we have a guy who's never called plays before being the offense coordinator. It's a big responsibility for a team trying to repeat. By the way, so Steve, who is your favorite Family Feud host? Steve did it for a while.
Well,
he's done it. He's done it for a while.
I would say he
had Richard Dawson.
Richard Dawson was just a creepy dude.
He used to kiss everybody.
Yeah, he was kissing people in the mouth.
Yeah, he would get canceled if he did it today.
Yeah, nowadays.
It was Louis Anderson.
Louis Anderson.
Big guy. I don't know how else to explain Louis Anderson.
Oh, I know you're talking about, because he was, I know you're talking about, he was rotund.
With
the gap. Yeah. He had a gap in his tooth.
Yep, there was also Richard Karn, and there was John O'Hurley before Steve
Richard
Harvey.
Richard Karn.
Richard Karn,
no, yeah, I don't know that. Let me Google that.
Richard Karn was on what was the name of that show? Home Improvement?
Oh, was he the dude behind the fence?
No. That was Wilson.
Richard Karn was his friend that worked with him on the show. Yeah. He was all right.
I did like Richard Dawson, but the kissing was a lot.
You know what it is? It's because I don't really watch Family Feud, but I see more of Steve Harvey's viral moments. Because when they say different things,
Yeah, he's on there a lot. All right, 215-592-9494. We're going to the last segment here to get a winner. This is on Douglas over here. This is on Hugh for the clues. Your guess is here for Hugh's clues. $100 gift card to Sunoco to give away. All right, Phillies Knicks series as well, all on the table for you to talk about. Plus, I am a little worried about one of the shows on the station. Very worrisome behavior going on around here. We'll address it next and get to you people on Sports Radio 94 WIP.